apart from the loss to lives and property and livestock and all of those things, the terrible things that have happened with the fires, the loss to wildlife has been quite an area of discussion all over the world. And to have a bit more of a chat about that in our local area and how our local wildlife has been impacted, we've got Senior Lecturer in Environmental Science from Charles Sturt University, John Rafferty, with us. Morning, John.
Morning, Matt. How are you? Morning, Lou and Matt. How are you going?
Yeah, really good.
Good.
So, obviously, John, there's been a whole lot of figures bandied about how much wildlife has been lost in Australia due to the fires all over the country. The figure of 480 million animals has come up. Is that a fair representation of how many animals have died?
It is indeed, and it's actually probably a fairly conservative one.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So how did they work that kind of figure out?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's certainly not made up. A lot of work, obviously, been done on the environment over a very long time. But this particular figure comes from Professor Chris Dickman at the University of Sydney, and it's based on a really big study, an important study he did in 2007 on land clearing, where he had really did an enormous amount of work coming up on mammal density. Across Australia and looking at clearing rates and a whole range of things. So we had a really good base figure that was really well accepted. So it's about a fair bit of modelling is involved.
Yes,
but
yeah,
it's using real figures where we estimate the population in a certain area and multiply that out across similar areas and come up with this really, really good estimate. The scary thing is it's somewhat of a conservative estimate. And that's the animal deaths.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if we think about the animals that are impacted, that have been burned or lost habitat or maimed in some way, it's well over a billion.
Oh, man, it's an unbelievable thing. So, John, what is that going to do to the population of certain animals in Australia? I'm guessing some are obviously more vulnerable to extinction than others, but is it like almost like an extinction event for some of those animals?
For some of those animals, indeed, there is. We should preface it by saying we're constantly amazed by what nature can do and how animals can bounce back. But the other reality is we have concentrations of animal populations now due to a whole lot of land clearing and stuff that we've done. We're a bigger country, our towns are bigger, our farms are bigger, everything's bigger, so natural habitat does decrease. So many animals are quite vulnerable in that they're in smaller density populations. So an event like this can have a huge effect on their survival as a species.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do know that some animals in particular areas that are only found in particular places will be in a lot of trouble, and some species may not be able to come back from it.